I'm here with Una Summerson, Head of Campaigns at the Charity Contact. She's going to tell us a little bit about the charity's school transport campaign. So Una, what's the issue and who does it affect?
Well, school transport is a massive issue for families that call the Contact helpline, and we've seen a big increase in calls. So a couple of years ago we did a school transport inquiry. More than 2,500 families responded to that, and what we found was that many families were having real difficulties understanding their rights to school transport. And we also found that nearly half of local authorities had incorrect policies and statements in there about school transport. So what we did, we worked with the Department of Education and we managed to secure a review of statutory school guidance for school age children. So that's children of compulsory school age, which is 5 to 15. This was really positive and shows that what a big impact parents can have when they join a campaign. So following the success of our school transport inquiry, Contact is now going to start campaigning to close the loophole for school transport affecting young people at 16.
What do you mean by the loophole?
So all young people have to stay in school or college until 18, but a local authority doesn't have to provide school transport when a child gets to 16. So under the law, it means that disabled young people could actually not be able to get any transport to school or college. So we're calling this a loophole. One piece of the law hasn't joined up with the other piece of the law. And this is really disadvantaging disabled young people because they often have to travel a lot longer to get to school.
And Contact's done some new research, hasn't it? And can you tell us a little bit more about the research you've done?
Okay, so to be able to challenge the government on the loophole in the law, we needed to build a new body of evidence from what parents were telling us about the impact. So we're just publishing some new research that shows that 79% of families with disabled children are seeing their school transport either stopped or charged for at 16. And in fact, 1 in 10 are paying more than £1,000 a year for their school transport at 16. The new evidence shows that the impact is causing stress, worry and financial difficulties as well. So we're going to publish this and use this as part of our campaign to close the loophole. One of the other things we found is that the bursary, the 16 to 19 bursary and discretionary funds that are available to help young people with transport costs are simply not accessible or sufficient to help with transport costs. And this is a really important new piece of evidence because it's one of the arguments that government makes to justify the loophole in the law.
So Una, has Contact heard of any families who are actually going to be challenging this loophole?
Yes, Contact's heard from a number of families that have actually taken the step to challenge the loophole in the courts. And we've been to support a family at the Court of Appeal in London about a situation whereby their child's transport was removed at 16. We've also, this is one of a number of cases, so we can provide advice to families if they want to take this step. Even though it's positive that this loophole in the law is being scrutinised in court, it's a big step for families, so we really want to see the government take action and close this loophole. It's a classic example of when one piece of the law doesn't join up with another piece of the law, and families shouldn't have to take the extreme step to use the courts just to get what should be their right.
What does Contact want to see happen next?
Well, obviously, we will wait and hear what happens from the Court of Appeal, the decision that the judge makes. what we'll do is we'll use the evidence, the new evidence that we're publishing, we'll present that to government officials, we'll use it to build a case for why the loophole should be closed. We'll also continue to provide advice to parents on our helpline, and actually we've seen a 40% increase in calls to our helpline. So there's a number of things that we'll continue to do.
And finally, Una, anyone listening to this podcast, how can they help?
The best thing to do is join our campaign network, so you can keep up to date with everything we're doing with the Close the Loophole campaign and our other campaigns. You can do this by going onto our website, contact.org.uk, and signing up to one of our newsletters. That way you'll hear about the campaign action to write your local MP, and you can keep up to date with everything else we're doing on the campaigning front. And also, really importantly, if you're worried about school transport or don't understand what your rights and entitlements are, do check out our website. There's a great section on school transport, or you can call one of our brilliant parent advisors on our helpline, 0808 808 355 5, or you can even live chat us, and so you can get all the best advice that you possibly can.
Thank you.